Exit left is not exit right. The TUS seal letter lists some examples of policy issues that arise in the EU debate which show the irreconcilable differences between a working class, socialist opposition to the EU and the reactionary Leave campaigns. EU treatise on public spending. TUSC, and the wider anti-austerity constituency, oppose the EU treaties that have embedded what can only be described as a neoliberal economic framework into the EU. But the reactionary Leave campaigns do not oppose an austerity agenda. While 750,000 people from our constituency demonstrated against austerity in March 2011, 6 weeks later individuals who have become prominent figures in the reactionary Leave campaigns organized a rally for cuts pictured above, in May 2011. They included Nigel Farage, Bill Cash, Priti Patel, Toby Young, and the Taxpayers Alliance, whose founder, Matthew Elliott, is now the chief executive of Vote Leave. If we march in opposite directions, how can the reactionary Leave campaigns be said to adequately represent us? The EU and privatization. A similar dichotomy exists in attitudes to the EU treaties and service directives driving the liberalization of markets in energy, transport, postal services and other public services, and the EU's state aid rules. TUSC's core policies include bringing privatized public services, industries, and utilities back into public ownership, including transport, Royal Mail, the NHS, and the justice system, and democratic public ownership of the banks and major companies. None of these policies are compatible with the EU treaties, but they are policies which the reactionary Leave campaigners would also stridently oppose. The EU and workers' rights. TUSC includes as one of its constituent organizations the Rail, Maritime and Transport RMT Workers' Union, which comes up against EU directives and European Court of Justice rulings as it defends its members. The reactionary Leave campaigns, on the other hand, are dominated by the same politicians and big business interests that are behind the new trade union bill, showing they have no real differences with the restrictions on rights to collective bargaining and other workers' rights that flow from the EU treaties. The EU and international trade treaties. Another TUSC core policy is to oppose the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership TTIP and all secret austerity treaties. Some reactionary Leave campaigners have referred to TTIP, but they have no principled opposition to the institutionalization of privatization that the treaty negotiations are aimed at or the investor-state court mechanism to enforce this. The EU and migration. TUSC has a clear core policy of defending the right to asylum and opposing racist immigration controls. Our criticisms of the recent EU agreement with Turkey to trample over the right to asylum, for example, have nothing in common with the reactionary Leave campaigners. Our prescriptions for dealing with housing shortages, rent caps, nationalizing the building monopolies, and handing over their land banks to local councils to build homes etc., and the other pressures on public services that are often raised in this policy area would contradict EU state aid rules and directives, but they would absolutely not be supported by reactionary Leave campaigners. The EU and defense. Some reactionary Leave campaigners have opposed the EU's common security and defense policy, but only to counterpose to it their support for NATO Tusk as opposed to moves towards a militarist United States of Europe, but also opposes all imperialist wars and occupations as well as the renewal of Trident and the increased defense spending agreed by the government to meet its commitments to NATO.